Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
I don't know how extra funny it's going to be.
Yeah.
I came in here all excited this morning because I felt a little better. I guess that, you know, adrenaline hits you right when you wake up.
Sure.
You know, and then the Lord, the Jesus is like, hey, settle down here. Let's not forget. You're still sick.
We got to get Dr. Feelgood in here. Pep up and do the show.
I saw this thing. Sometimes I think things are ridiculous, but I don't have a problem with it. It's kind of quirky, funny. And I put this in the category.
Okay.
The Guinness World Record people have just awarded the Guinness World Record to the world's first orchestra to make music from vegetable instruments. They played 344 concerts. So every instrument in the orchestra is made from vegetables.
Whatever that, I mean, what does that even mean? They made instruments out of vegetables.
Yeah.
So they're literally like.
Yeah, they're hitting, you know, like. The percussion, maybe hitting a cantaloupe that has a hole cut in it. Every sound comes from a vegetable. Now, obviously, these are people that I would have nothing in common with.
No.
But I think it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
That's you know, come like those guys playing drums on buckets in the street.
Yeah.
You know, in big cities.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but this is a they're selling tickets to these concerts. That makes it even more impressive. Like, who would want to go see that? They've done 300-plus concerts.
344.
I'd rather watch the bucket guy for free.
They're from Vienna, home of the sausage.
Stick to sausages.
But I mean, obviously they missed an opportunity here. They should call them the vegetable dorkestra. It should be called.
Honestly. Yeah. What in the world? I mean, so it kind of devalues the Guinness World Record to me anyway. Like, it's not as impressive now that I hear stuff like that.
But they have so many of these things.
I know.
You know, you could set a record doing anything. All you got to do is find something that there's no record for.
I know. It just makes it less, I don't know.
And you know, they're such snobs, these people that work for Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, that doesn't qualify for one of our records.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
Great. And they're always, they have to be on the scene to make sure everything goes according to whatever metrics they're using. Mm-hmm. But it's like, yeah, for things like this, like, how do you even, I don't know.
Well, how is this, how was the first concert not a world record?
Yeah, first concert to be played using instruments all made out of vegetables.
Now, I wonder, like, when they're traveling to do all these shows, they're on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have to keep the instruments refrigerated, or do they make new ones when they get to a place? How often do they have to, you know, cut that size hole in the top of a cantaloupe that's going to make that percussion sound just right?
That's a good question. You have to do that every time.
Right.
And you know, one guy is getting nasty with the melon with the hole cut in it.
Yeah. Doing perverted things.
Probably.
Pre-vert, especially with the ones that they're about to throw. Don't throw that away. Don't waste it.
That's our drum.
I like it a little soft.
Yeah, I don't know. And, you know, they're probably wondering, like, I could have been part of, like, the New York orchestra.
Boston Pops.
Yeah, exactly. Here I am playing drums with celery. I'm like a real jackass.
All these lessons for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. But I guess, you know, there's an avenue for everybody. Your art will find a way. If it's good art, it'll find a way.
Now, I don't know this for a fact, but just by looking at the footage that I've seen, they don't appear to be what one would describe as political conservatives.
You can just kind of tell.
Yeah. Let me put it this way. There's not a makeup trailer for the ladies.
I got you. I'm following. And I'm picturing a lot, all white people.
Yeah. And they all look like college professors.
Yeah. I play Marxist the squash.
College professors. First chair eggplant.
I'll have you know. And why not include fruits in it too? I mean, I don't know.
What are they using for stringed instruments, though?
I mean, my mind is going in a million different places.
Because if it's an entire orchestra, they got to have stringed instruments.
Yeah.
It can't all be percussion. It's too easy.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm thinking of is playing drums with carrots or celery or anything like that. But beyond the drums,
would have to be a vegetable too.
Yeah, but like a melon or something like that I can get. But violin and all the string. Yeah, you're all the stringed instruments. Rom's making some noise back there. He's building a vegetable instrument.
Yeah, what are they doing for brass? I guess you could blow sounds through, you know, some squash like vegetables and things like that. I know for a fact you understand how to blow a cucumber, get sound out of it.
Yeah,
cucumber would probably be a clarinet, right?
Some kind of hollowed out woodwind.
Mm-hmm.
That probably makes sense.
What's going to be a flute?
Flutes to the side.
Mm-hmm.
You
got your flute, you got your piccolo.
Yeah.
Which is a tiny flute.
Right. Probably some kind of squash, English cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I want to see videos of this, though.
Yeah, there's one on this story is accompanied by a YouTube link.
Okay.
So.
Austria. Our business manager, Adam, was just in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
Said it's beautiful.
Yeah. And isn't that where that band he loves so much from the 80s, were they Austrian?
Oh, were they?
Seventh Heaven. Is that what the name of them?
Heaven
17.
Heaven 17.
Seventh Heaven was a TV show.
That was a TV show. Great TV show.
I think they were. Do you know, Rob? Was that band that Adam likes, that Heaven 17, were they Austrian?
No, they're European.
Where is Austria? What continent?
Oh, Australia, sorry.
No. Said, no, they're European.
No, they're European.
It's like, is that Wayans guy? No, it's his brother.
No, they're from Europe. Very confident, too.
I was like, if Lindsay would have said that, it would have been,
Yeah, we'll give her cut her some slack.
Right, but Rob.
No, they're from Europe.
No, they're, Heaven 17 is English. Just plain old boring English.
Okay.
English synth pop band.
Yeah, so it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Is Arnold Schwarzenegger from Austria?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. We play instruments made of vegetables.
A lot of your racists are from Austria.
Nazis, right? Mm-hmm. We're Nazis from Austria.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Adam pointed out one thing. I said, "Oh, I know I don't know. I'm not a history buff or anything, but I know Austria." And he goes, "Well, he said they're super friendly to Jewish people because he said they feel some sort of
it's
remorse.
Like they're trying to make up for it.
I guess so, which makes perfect sense. Like they go over the top."
Right. So were you warning him, hey, you're Jewish, you shouldn't go to Austria?
No, I said, I don't know much about, I'm not a history buff, but I do know a couple things about Austria.
They don't and like one of your them, kind.
Pretty much the only thing I know about Austria is that I believe in the early part of the previous century.
And, well, now you know something else about Austria. It's not in Europe.
It's not in Europe, no. No. It's in Europe. It was a great Rob one. I don't think so.
No,
I think it's Europe.
Nice try, though. They're European. Not Austrian, European.
That's great.
Wait a minute. Are they Chinese?
No, Asian.
I don't believe so. Not this time.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
More extra funny next.
I just got the cutest summer sun hats from Eric Javits. You want to protect your skin, you want to protect your face this summer, and Eric Javits has pretty much every style you can think of. I have a cute wide-brim straw hat. It is going to be my new go-to for this pool season at the beach, at the pool. It's super cute. So you have to check out everything Eric Javits has to offer. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for 20% off. That's tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Kensho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Speaking about Rob,
yeah,
he's usually not in the studio with us, and today was a treat. What a treat it has been.
Yeah, it's fun
to have Rob in the room, even though he almost got his ass shot this morning. That's
right. Looking like Swiss cheese.
Coming in the door, we didn't know he was coming. But he, we were laughing earlier that if... I mean, he could have gotten shot because we thought somebody was breaking in. We didn't know Rob was going to be here today. And Riggins was like, "You got your gun?" And I was moving towards it as he's punching doot, 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 to come in the door. And he's got his big bag of that's full of Star Wars trading cards, or whatever the game he is.
It's
and
huge.
In the other hand, he had a big Ziploc bag full of pizza, leftover pizza.
Yeah.
And he just finally, earlier, Riggins, I don't know if you saw him. He's just like, "I'm not heating this up. I'm just going to eat it." He's been eating that cold ass pizza over there.
Gotta have it.
And it still looked good.
Yeah, it looks really good.
What was on it, Rob? It looked like it had ham on it or something.
Ham and pepperoni and Alfredo instead of pizza sauce.
Whoa. Ham, pepperoni, Alfredo instead of pizza sauce.
Never done that. Never done Alfredo instead of tomato sauce.
He always does it. You ever had a white pizza? Isn't that what's on white pizza?
I don't know.
It's I think it's Alfredo sauce and then white cheese.
Hot cheese. I don't know, but that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer if it was Alfredo that I would want it heated up.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm sure they're not using a homemade Alfredo sauce. So if I'm making it, I would try it.
Yeah.
Or if I go to an Italian restaurant and I know that they're, you know, Alfredo sauce is homemade.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds good, though. And he brought in this bag of cards or whatever, and it's like the size of a briefcase. I mean, it's huge.
And there's no telling how much money that's worth, all those cards.
Really? Yeah. You think?
Yeah, because, I mean, when he gets through with certain ones, he sells them so you can buy more. Yeah. I mean, it's not like just going and buying a deck of cards.
Yeah. You mind if I crack it open?
Oh, is that what?
Oh, wait, this is not it.
It's the whole bag over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Let me see here.
He's going through all your stuff, Rob. He pilfering.
Gosh, it's probably 40 pounds.
Yeah. This has got a big case in it. Big plastic case.
Wow. It's like the football, like the presidential football. Oh, wow. It's okay, well, I'm not going to. Here, I'll just. I mean, leather-wrapped containers for the cards themselves.
You got your Darth Vader on one side. You got your Emperor Palpatine on the other.
I got you. Yeah.
Wow. We got even a rare Mickey Mouse. Whoops. So, wow. Very impressive.
Yeah.
I don't remember why there's a Mickey Mouse card in there, but...
Because the whole operation is Mickey Mouse.
That's right.
It's a Mickey Mouse operation.
That's right. Oh, okay. We've got a pin on the front. Lorcana. Am I saying that right?
My friends gave me that last week.
Okay.
It's the Disney card game.
All right.
Well...
I've suddenly lost interest. I don't care anymore.
So there's a Disney card game you play too?
I don't play it. My friends do.
Okay. Let's see. How do you know you won the Disney card game? You get a free transition surgery?
you have to quest and get lore.
You get top surgery.
The faintest whiff of cigarettes emitting from the bag.
So are you... are you going to go see that Snow White movie?
No, I have no interest.
Good.
It looks awful.
That's good.
Yeah, that comes out soon, and I feel like they're having a tough time. They're dying to get... They even linked up with some sort of medication, like a prescription medication.
I saw that.
Have you seen that? And they're showing the dwarves. Don't be sleepy or grumpy. Right, try this new allergy medicine.
It won't make you sleepy or grumpy. Or anything. There is a movie hitting theaters. I've got the date marked down, and I know, Riggins, you make fun of me for having the date of a movie hitting theaters with this person in it as redneck or how you would say underclass.
Oh, dear. Who is it?
I bet I know.
Who?
Jason Statham?
Hell yeah.
Oh, no.
Working man with Jason Statham.
Yeah, yeah.
He's whooping ass.
Yeah.
Whooping ass.
Not too different.
He's really stretching his acting chops on this one. He's going to be a badass.
Yeah, I like that, though. I dig that.
You do?
Yeah,
I figure you put that in the category with Fast and Furious movies.
No. Jason Statham, I like. I've tried his movies. I like both The Megs. I like that Beekeeper movie was not so bad.
There's my favorite movie with him is where he is he's a former FBI agent that's actually in the witness protection program living in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And he's living in the movie is set in the area of Louisiana where Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Swaggart and Mickey Gilley are from, the Faraday area, mm-hmm. Jonesville. That's the place they had the Four Rivers raft race where I had to kick the guy in the head from the stage because he was trying to get to the teenager who had just taken her top off in the bikini competition.
So that's the kind of
River Rats. At River Rats.
Yeah, sure. So when is this movie out?
And The Working Man is the new one, and it's out on the 28th, I think.
28th, okay. Yeah. And that's something you'll go to the theater to see?
Uh-huh. And what was the one I'm talking about? Because I had one of those.
James Franco was in it.
James Franco was in it. Yeah, his name was Gator.
Homefront. Might have been it.
Yeah.
I remember the cover that he had, like the glasses on and the hat on, maybe.
It's awesome. Homefront. Yeah. Homefront's awesome, man.
Oh, dude.
I mean, he just
watch him just whipping ass.
Whipping all kinds of ass.
He opened that ass up, get in there, and just whip it.
Yeah. But Jason Statham is one that Jody and little friend Jenny like his movies too. So
they do.
Mm-hmm.
Jody,
yeah,
really. She thinks he's hot, or she enjoy him.
Just they think Jenny thinks he's hot. I think Jody thinks he's handsome.
Yeah,
you know, but not like she is about some guys on TV. You know, but they like his movies because the first one I ever showed him was Homefront.
Yeah.
And Jenny's like, it's the best effing movie I've ever seen. It's the best. Every time we watch a movie that she likes, it's the best one she's ever seen.
Yeah, she's that person. Uh-huh. It's the best I've ever,
seen. Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll go to that one. And Michael, handsome husband Michael, would go to the theater and see anything. He doesn't care. He's just loves the experience of going to the movie. Yeah. I do too. I like going to the movies, but I would, I won't just go see anything. He will. He's like, if I'm at the movie, especially now that you can get beer and lay back in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he'd go every night.
I can't imagine saying like my favorite movie ever is a Jason Statham movie. I mean, I like him. Like that's crazy. Crazy statement to make.
I know, but she doesn't watch much TV or movies or anything. She just, they're out every night.
Oh, that's
watch
true.
Watch sports somewhere in a sports bar.
Hmm.
But it's just that if she likes something, then it changes on the spot. It's the best I've ever seen. It's the best movie I've ever seen. Yeah. So
that's funny.
Anytime, any Cajun dish I make for her in Louisiana food, this is the best one yet. This is the best thing yet.
Oh, that's nice to hear that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a big fan of my cooking.
Yeah.
But she also will let me know in a hurry when it's been a while since I've cooked anything.
Well, we know somebody like that. We all do. But yeah, that's like a huge compliment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, she loves to eat, so more than any person I've ever met.
Well, that is also true.
Loves it.
Yeah.
Loves it. But I'm pretty, and I'll tell them, either we're going to go all together as a family to see this Jason Statham movie, or I'm going to go when I get off work that day.
Yeah.
By myself. So y'all, I would love for everybody to go, but I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to let no damn Jason Statham movie that ain't about some space shit. Because if he's in something about space or Transformers or something like that, I don't give a damn about it. But if he's just out there a whooping ass, I'm for it.
I don't know that he's ever done an outer space one.
I don't know either.
Statham in space. I only work on the ground, okay?
You didn't watch either of the Megs? That was too far-fetched for you?
Mm-mm.
Man, those are scary.
Really?
Yeah, I hate this. Sharks are terrifying.
You know what? Because those nerds on the Discovery Channel have turned me against anything about a megalodon.
Yeah, they milked it so long.
Just like, calm down.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't believe they ever existed.
How about that?
How about that? Right, put them right up there with the damn T-Rex.
Yeah.
That never was a thing.
Yeah.
You ain't got no pictures of it.
That's right. I just love the idea of the one person that can take down like this prehistoric like monsters. Damn, Jason Statham just uppercutting the crap out of this damn megalo. Bam! Hell yeah, he can take down anybody. Russian spies, huge sharks.
Yeah. If it's too far-fetched, the plot line, I won't. Even if it, if it's not about space or sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
But like this show, Reacher, is the, I mean,
yeah,
it's horrible acting, horrible writing and all that. But I watch it because, old Reacher can whoop some ass.
He can whoop somebody's ass, no doubt. And he looks like he could whoop somebody's ass. Not like these skinny people, scrawny people that you're like, you're never beating anybody up. But like Jason Statham looks like he could actually beat you up.
Yeah.
This guy that plays Reacher, not only does he just look like a model superhero, he's actually looks like he could whoop some ass. Right.
He doesn't look like the whiny ass liberal that he is in person.
Oh, is he?
Does he? You'd never picture that guy to be some whiny ass liberal.
No.
He is.
No. That scene where in the prison cell he's taking with the glasses and stuff. Yeah, he's badass.
But they said Jason Statham's short. They said that baby's short.
I believe that.
Angie told me that. They used to work on our show. She worked for Carson Daly on his radio show. And he came in there to do an interview in L.A.
Say
he was short.
Yeah.
She also said that he wasn't nice.
Oh, really?
No, maybe that wasn't. No, she's not the one who told me that. Somebody else told me that he wasn't a real warm, kind of inviting person. But I could see that.
I wouldn't totally expect
him. I wouldn't expect him to be, damn Henry Winkler.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Henry Winkler is legitimately a... Oh, come give me! Oh, you are the greatest
Yeah. Oh, and he might be phony, but at least he makes you feel that it's like genuine.
We interviewed him one night. He was on the, did I ever tell you this story, the Henry Winkler story?
I think I've heard it, but go ahead.
It was Ace's birthday, and I surprised him getting these celebrities lined up to wish him happy birthday on the air. And Henry Winkler was one of them. And he said, you know what? When I got this message, I know I knew that I was going to have to be up early because of the West Coast and East Coast time. I just stayed up. I said, you know, Ace's birthday is so important. If it's so important to his friend TJ that he would go to all this trouble, I did not want to take a chance on oversleeping. I've been up all night. And he was just over the top. Like, if he would have been in the room with us, he would have been talking the whole time with his arm around both of our necks. Like, these guys, these guys.
Yeah, far cry from the character he played on the
Happy Days.
Happy Days. Yeah, yeah. Too cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but everybody's got a nice story about Henry Winkler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's a nice fella. Very nice.
But once you do a little digging on him, it's not all sunshine and roses. No, I'm just kidding. No, he seems like genuinely one of the nicest people ever.
Now, I don't picture Ron Howard being nice.
Yeah, maybe not. Little, I don't know.
A little too artsy, standoffish.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I find him super impressive.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like, as a director and just being able to be a kid star and also be super talented.
Andy Griffith said it when he was little, they were doing an Andy Griffith show, he always wanted to be over there with the director and the camera people.
Really?
Looking at how they do it. He's always learning how they do that.
I suck.
What are you talking about? I'm just counting the minutes until I can get out of here and take a nap. Because I got a little cold. Ron Howard's them directing primetime TV shows at 8 years old.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt. The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Sconi spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals, get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Sconi, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
There's a lot we're going to begin to do in Ace's memory to help Peyton's promise, and the first is the reintroduction of the Ace and TJ Show clothing line, starting with a new t-shirt. Ace would have wanted it that way. Head to the deals page at tjriggins.com and get yours now, as a dollar from every sale will go to Peyton's promise.